Heritage Day and how are you celebrating it? SMS line being 31567. From the continent with Africa.com editor Soki Subia is where she gets to give us all the positive news coming from the continent. The perfect way to kickstart your morning, your Friday morning at that. Good morning to you, Soku.
Good morning, Ronaldo, and your listeners.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm quite excited because it is a long weekend. Many people are preparing for Heritage Day taking place on Sunday. But let's talk about some of the stories coming out of the continent. The first one, of course, the only female football president in Africa. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yes. Now, Aisha Johansson is the only female football association president. She's now announced that she's going to be standing for re-election. She's currently heading Sierra Leone's Football Association. But, you know, her tenure there has not been without its problems. And I think for many women, you know, she bears the brunt of it. You know, like, it's not that the problems she's faced are immune to men who would be holding the same position. But, you know, the mere fact that she's a woman, she always feels like the spotlight shines brighter on her because of that. But it's a great story. I mean, football, especially, many people always feel that it's a man's sport and that women can't run it. And she's shown that she can do it. She's been doing this since 2013, and she wants to take another go at it. And I think for many people, she's showing that there's no certain role for a man or a woman. As long as you've got the qualifications and experience, you can do it.
And I'm happy we're seeing more of it. And it is necessary to talk about these things, especially in industries where it is quite male dominated and orientated. Football being one of those things, especially in Africa. And I think we can actually say it for across the globe. So it's good to hear this, and it's good to see her taking it all and still standing strong.
Exactly. And you know, it's always, you know, it's a Friday. We don't want to talk about anything heavy, but we just want to encourage people that do whatever it is that fills your soul. And that's what it is. It doesn't mean it's not going to come with any challenges. It just means do your best. And when you do your best, you get recognized for it. And she's hoping that she will get the spot again and actually even try and change and bring up more women into the same role as her. So we wish her luck with that. And obviously, if, you know, some practices that are corrupt are there, that she can be able to be accountable for that, because just because she is a woman doesn't mean we need to look past any wrongdoings she may have done. But it's just a good story to find out that you can find people in very powerful positions who are women and who are doing well at that position.
The other story we're talking about this morning, and we did mention it a bit early on in the show as well, everyone is looking for that African country that Trump mentioned, and Twitter is having a ball with this one.
You know, it's funny. We laugh about it. But, you know, on a serious note, this is a trend that's been happening. Donald Trump had a country called Namibia that he's found. When he started his presidency, he couldn't pronounce the word Tanzania. He named it something else. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, British Airways magazine, in travel magazine, wrote the fact that Lupita Nyong'o from Kenya was from actually a country called Wakanundu, which is in Africa somewhere. And it's just raising the whole question that people are still very ignorant about Africa. They don't even bother to find out what the real name is. And for many people, it becomes offensive. So it straddles the line of being humorous to offensive, that, you know, as a head of state, you should know the country you are talking to, especially because he was saying this during a meeting with the leaders. So he should have known the countries that he's speaking about. And it's just, you know, he's been roasted on social media, but we know Donald Trump doesn't care. But, you know, it's just a lesson for us all that when we appreciate who we are, and as we celebrate Heritage Day and we acknowledge ourselves as Africans, that, you know, when we appreciate who we are, the rest of the world will start appreciating us.
And I think it's very important that you mentioned that, yes, we can make fun in light of that, but it really speaks to how he and many other people view the situation. And it speaks to that level of respect you have if you are addressing heads of state from those countries and you're not even doing the effort to pronounce their countries correctly.